Couples.
Okay, or husband.
Husband and wife.
Okay. And is there a place here in Buena where people can go and check out books? Is there a
library?
Yeah, there? They do have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned that you had 8 brothers and sisters. Now, do they have young ones? Do they
mm-hmm.
have?
Yes.
About how many is there? Is it a big family? I mean,
no, they didn't have nearly as many as my parents did. That's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4. Jerry, I guess, got 4, and that's the most.
Four.
Yeah, Jerry's got 4.
4 children.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. And your relationship to those children, they would be your what? They would be your
nieces, nephews.
Aunt. Okay, and what would they call you?
They call me Aunt Tootsie.
Okay, and what do they call him?
Old Tuck.
Uncle okay. Tuck. Yeah.
Uncle Tuck. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the early education, not high school, but earliest education, maybe elementary school. Where did you go?
Well, I started at Centerville,
uh-huh.
and I went there for 2 years, and then my parents moved to Gas Creek, and I was there 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Now, what
this is just coming up. There was the first school, you know, these little old country schools. First one was Centerville, and then Gas Creek, and then Nathan for my first 8 years.
Okay. And what kind of schools were those? Were they fairly large?
Oh, just little one-room schoolhouses.
Okay. That's what I'm...
Where I imagine maybe 8 or 10 kids would be the maximum with one teacher.
Mm. Were your teachers men or
no.
were they
all ladies? As
all
far.
Ladies. Okay. Was there a name for a woman school teacher? Did people have a special name for a woman school teacher? Did they ever call her a school marm or anything like that?
No, we never did anything.
Okay.
My dad did, I guess. But.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. And you go to school to get a what?
Just because we had to go.
Okay. But hopefully you go to get a what?
Education.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if someone went to school beyond high school, they would go to what? A
high school.
Or a beyond high
college.
School.
College. It'd practically have to be college.
Okay. And the opposite of man is a
woman.
Okay. What do you call people? We've talked about your aunts and uncle, aunts and brothers and sisters. What do you call all those people? Like aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews. Those are
relation.
Okay. And do people around here have a name for people who aren't related to you? Is there a name for people who are not relatives? Okay.
Not that I would know.
Just call them friends. Probably.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of other pronunciation items I wanted. You mentioned you got married in a Methodist church. Now, if someone goes to church, they usually, while they're there, the minister will usually deliver a...
sermon.
Okay. And people go to church to worship who?
God.
Okay. Do people around here have other names that they use for God? Do you ever hear people talk about, refer to God any other way? Ever call him Heavenly Father or... things like that.
Well, not where I go anyhow.
Okay.
We stand upstairs.
Yes, right. Okay. And just 2 other pronunciation items on this page. The first 4 books of the New Testament, do you know what they are?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay, great. Now, I wanted to ask you about the house you lived in down in is it Nathrop?
Nathrop.
Nathrop.
N-A-T-H-R-O-P.
Nathrop. I want to ask you about the house you lived in down there. If you could just... begin by describing it to me. How big was it? How many rooms did it have? What was it made out of? That sort of thing, if you
can
remember.
Well, it was just an old frame building. 5 rooms, 2 bedrooms, and a kitchen, dining room.
Okay.
A little building in the back. I don't know what it was called.
Okay.
My later years, that was my bedroom.
Oh, really?
The shed.